This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, Matt Ford.
And me, John Richardson. This is your second World Cup date. You like that?
Yes, indeed it is. And John, you boycotted the game last night. How do you, having not seen it, but seen the reaction, what do you make of it?
This is my instant reaction. Southgate needs to go. I think even the USA fans were at one point chanting Foden on, and Southgate, I think, cock slapped him and said he's not coming on. Harry Maguire, from what I gather on Twitter, he literally didn't move from kickoff. He just stood there with his arms out and refused to be mobile at all. I think at one point he cried. And Tyler Adams is the best player in world football. That's what I gathered online. England are now crashing out in the group stage, expected to lose to Wales and the USA resurgent. Tell me what it was like to watch the game.
Well, I think that's probably the most balanced view Twitter's ever given on anything. It's probably the closest. I mean, people are losing their minds out there.
It's hilarious.
It was absolutely fine. America were really good. They were very organised. They didn't really let us do anything, and we didn't concede, we didn't lose against a very difficult opponent in a tournament where Saudi Arabia have beaten Argentina, where Wales lost to Iran. I'll take a draw for our second game, having shown against Iran what we can do, topping the group. People just, you know what drives me mad? Last summer with the Euros, remember when we drew against Scotland, and like mates of mine were going, oh, this is shit, Southgate out. And this time they're doing exactly the same thing, and I'm like, you haven't learnt. No one has the pride to go, oh, you know what? Actually, I do this every tournament with England. I lose my mind and I just need to like focus on whether we actually get out of the group or not. It wasn't great, but it's not the end of the world.
You're a very odd man. Can I just say that?
Okay, go on.
Well, you're exactly right in what you say there, but you have a sort of insane ability to be incredibly rational in the run-up to the game, incredibly rational after the game. But having watched games with you and you berating people for losing their minds, you have also an extra special skill in losing your mind for the 90 minutes. So I totally agree with what you're saying. And I don't doubt that, you know, having beaten Iran and Iran then beat Wales, England will probably beat Wales and then win their group. But what were you like during the game? Where did you watch it? And what was your manner? Were you watching the game like, oh, it'd be all right? Are we like, you're gonna make changes?
No, I was pretty okay. I watched it laid back on the settee. You know, on the L-shaped sofa. I was on the bit that sticks out.
Yeah.
We had burgers.
Trot us up.
We had burgers because we were playing America.
Okay.
So it was very just chilled out. It was, you know,
Did you do that for the Iran game? We didn't speak about you eating Iranian food for the Iran match.
No, but I went to Ozbar, which is an Australian-themed bar, and had a kind of red stripe. So, you know, in some way, my flavours were international.
And will this follow through into the Wales game? Will you be eating lava bread?
No. I'm working the night of the Wales game. Anyway, that's
must
another
be a corporate
story. I'm on after the game, but anyway.
Oof, good luck with that.
I was very chilled out during the game, because the game was... It was a kind of chilled out kind of game. There wasn't a great deal to get excited about. I'll tell you who was fantastic. Harry Maguire was absolutely superb, as he always is for England.
It's not what I'm reading.
Well, by who?
Harry Maguire, constantly heckled by American fan who told him he sucked during England's 0-0 draw with the United States.
So we're going to base our opinion now on just one American dork who doesn't understand football.
I'm not. I didn't watch the game. I understand nothing. I only know the reaction, and I know that everyone is awful. All England players are awful, and Roy Keane is, and I quote, a haunted lighthouse keeper.
He was funny. I mean, it wasn't a great game of football, but it's definitely one of those games we could have lost, especially a World Cup against a highly motivated and continually underestimated opponent. Mm-hmm. We were quite lucky, actually. There were a couple of shots they had where you were like, if they were better, they'd have gone in. We could have lost that 2-0. So
are they a good opponent, or are they just not good enough to not score against us?
Well, they didn't let us really move. They, like, whatever you call it, the high press, or they were just like marked us back into like our own box. So it was very difficult, very hard to get past them. And this whole thing about Foden, and it's another thing. I trust Southgate more than I've trusted any other England manager ever.
More than you trust your partner.
And if he doesn't think it's right to bring Foden on, then I agree with him. And actually, when he brought Grealish and Henderson on, it did give us a bit more. Maybe they were just brought on too late. But These people understand tournament football, and they analyse it to a level and to a degree that the average fan, including myself, doesn't. And it's mad seeing that. You know what I heard this morning, actually? We're recording this Saturday morning.
The sound of your own guts exploding with impacted burger meat.
Well, it was Linda McCartney, so it was your lot.
Lovely. Not my favourite vegan burgers, the Linda McCartney's. You used to like the ones with mozzarella in. Did you have those ones?
No, these were your quarter pounders.
You get the quarter pounders with little chunks of mozzarella in there. Ooh.
Burgers for the American, vegan because our lot are socially aware. So it's sort of England versus USA. And because the game's played on grass. So, you know, it all kind of came together. So, yes, after that sound, I listened to the Today programme, as I often do in the morning, and they had a guy called Danny Gabbadon on.
Ah, yes.
Now, I don't
Villa?
Know if he ever played for Wales. I can't remember. And he was going, he's Welsh, and he was saying, oh, the pressure's on England. There's no pressure on Wales for that game. It was one of the most deluded interviews I've ever heard. You know, when you just think, I can't believe Radio 4 are letting this go out unchallenged.
Well, there's very few people at Radio 4 qualified to challenge him. To be fair, I don't think anyone at Radio 4, and this is a sweeping statement, follows or cares about football.
Well, Nick Robinson does.
Danny Gabbadon was born in Cumbran. He played for West Bromwich Albion.
He's appalling, Cumbran.
193 games for Cardiff City, 96 for West Ham, 17 for QPR, 33 at Crystal Palace, and then a doomed return to Cardiff City where he played one game, then made a transfer to Panteg, where he didn't play at all. He played 49 games for the national side and scored 0 goals.
Ha!
There you go.
I mean, just look at the BBC website now. It says, day of frustration for England and Wales and Qatar. You're like, Wales got beat by Iran. Drawing to America is not... Being top of the group after drawing a difficult game is not the same as losing to Iran.
Yeah, they're still,
it's
I guess...
BBC's so, trying to like make out that we're... Oh, it's kind of similar.
That's 4 points and a plus 4 goal difference. I imagine they're through, aren't they? Barring some exceptional defeat to Wales and Iran beating the USA.
As long as we don't lose by 4 goals to Wales, England go through to the knockout stage.
And then what happens after that? Who are we? Has it got to the point of the tournament where we're talking about whether there's always a conversation about now? It's like, do you know what? I think it's better to finish second. Oh, don't fancy the Spanish.
Do you know what? Can I be honest with you? I've got a wall chart.
I've put of course
it
you have.
Put it up in the kitchen.
Big of course you space. Have. Right across the fridge.
To the side of the fridge. Well, on the wall. It's a wall chart, not a fridge chart. You know, the clues in the title.
But you don't get wall magnets, do you? So what have you put it in? Have you pinned it in? Sellotape. You got wallpaper up or what? Is that going to tear?
No, it's some really crummy, almost like vinyl. We need to get the kitchen done. That's another convo. But anyway, the wall chart's up. And I literally can't remember. People keep asking me this. Oh, who do we play? I couldn't tell you, even though I've got the wall chart. I actually.
But you fancy us.
I haven't. I haven't brought myself to write in the 0-0 from yesterday yet because it hurts.
Oh, come on, mate.
Yeah. You know,
just
from the
accept
Euros,
it. It's happened.
Yeah, after the final, it took me a while to write the score in. I'll do it today.
Deleted the Euros app last week. I sent you a picture, didn't I? Well, I finally.
You did that. You're a fool.
Well, I've got a screen grab of the matches we went to, and that'll do. So the app's gone. It's doing nothing. It's stagnant. It's like your kitchen wallpaper. It's old and it needs updating.
Fair point. John. So, at any point then, if you've been tempted to, did you almost watch it last night?
Yeah, well, last night was the one I was worried about because Lucy was due to be out. She was out with a mate, and I would have been home alone. Very hard not to watch it, really. But as luck would have it, I think it being a 7 o'clock kickoff, I usually put our daughter down about 8. I thought, well, she can have a bit of a late night. We'll do a bit. It was hair wash night. She washes my hair on a Friday night. There's only the one left now, so it doesn't take her very long. But so I just took my time over bedtime. Lucy didn't go out in the end, so I think we watched. A bit of Taskmaster, and obviously I followed the groups. I was aware it wasn't a good game, so it didn't bother me. It didn't bother me the Iran game because it's only Iran. I would expect us to win that game. The US game I followed and I knew it was going badly. So I have to say, so far it's been all right. Obviously, when we get to the group stages, this will be tested to the extreme. But I'm not missing it at all at the moment, because I tell you why. I got a football fix yesterday out of the blue. Oh, absolutely delirious. And this is why I spent so much time on Twitter yesterday. Marcelo Bielsa is back in Europe. He went to Norway to give a 4-hour talk to people over there doing their coaching badges. Right. He gave a 5-hour coaching lecture to these people and then made time the next morning to meet 100 Leeds fans. I don't know if you followed any of this. So the Norwegian Leeds fans got in touch with him. They put a paper in the Norwegian press yesterday saying, gracias, Marcelo, with a lot of sort of fan testimonials in there. So just a double page spread of things that fans have said about him. He went to meet them yesterday. He said, well, it makes me emotional talking about it. He said, if you don't mind not filming it or tweeting videos, because this is a conversation between friends. And he spoke to them for an hour. I'll give you some of the quotes because I've liked every tweet. I was absolutely devouring anything I could get. So there's a picture of the group there. My 4 years in Leeds was marvellous and I would have done everything to change how it ended.
Why didn't he then?
Well, he won't give him time. He won't give him time. You don't get the time in the modern game. You are such a turd. You really are.
Sorry, I still
felt loved and respected even when we were in a negative phase. One of the strongest emotions of a human being is to be loved and love unconditionally. What I received from Leeds supporters is much more than I deserve. If I didn't tell you this, I wouldn't be being honest with you.
Wow.
I mean, I tell you what, I would have crawled to Norway on hands and knees to have been in that room if I'd known that was coming up. And now I've got that joy again, knowing that he's near. He's not on a different continent. He's not in South America. I can see on the map. And there it is. I told you to, on the last episode of Man Checks a City, I asked you to Google Tromso in Norway. Maybe I had a vibe that he was coming. And to know he's just over there, now I think, well, he's probably going to pop in on the way back, isn't he? I mean, that's like, you know, walk into the shops and going past the chippy, innit? He can't fly over the UK to get back to Argentina now and not swing by the UK to just come round to my house.
Are you slightly aggrieved no one tipped you off?
No, I you know, you can't stalk a man forever, but I do think, I don't know, I do think it suggests something's going on. Knowing the man, there'll be some other elements of his trip. He's a meticulous planner. You know, if he's come all this way, I'm not saying he wouldn't do that for the fans, of course he would, but maybe there's some job offers, maybe he's having a look around. We know he's not going to Bournemouth. I told you he wouldn't go to Bournemouth. Of course he didn't go to Bournemouth. He's a wonderful man. But just to know he's near, genuinely, and I thought, do you know what, he's giving that talk during the World Cup. He could have gone to some games, couldn't he? Maybe he's also given a little nod to say, I've got other stuff to do, mate. I'll fly to Norway and talk to Leeds fans during the World Cup. That's a man who says, you're right, Rico, and I'm on your side. That's what he's saying, basically.
I think if that's what you take from it, that's lovely. And I think that's lovely and special to keep you warm when you're not watching what has been, so far, a very entertaining tournament.
Yeah.
But he's gone to Norway, John, which I get that it's in Europe, but it's still quite away from Leeds. He's gone to a different country.
Well, from where you are, but not from Argentina. You look at the distance from Argentina to Norway, he's basically here, isn't he? He's basically round the corner. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. But I worry, John, that you're not over him. And I don't think you
I will never, ever get over the loss of Marcelo Bielsa and how it ended. And to know that he regrets how it ended as well means now I've got to find him again. I obviously went to the training ground his last day to tell him that we appreciated everything he'd done. Now I know he's got a bit of unfinished. Maybe he's going to come back. Maybe he's coming back. I don't think he would, no. I don't think he would. Because the people that got rid of him the last time are still there. And I think, you know, it would have to be a new phase of the club. Sadly, the next phase of the club, provided we don't get relegated, which is still an option. The next phase of the club will be a much more corporate. I imagine we'll get bought out gradually by the 49ers.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
That will move us more into a sort of Liverpool mold where the owners aren't even in the same continent as you and you're run as a business, a subsidiary as part of their empire of having baseball clubs and basketball clubs. And I just don't think that's going to appeal to him in the same way it did to have an owner who he can see and speak to. So I don't think he'll come back. But what I can do is just support whatever team he goes to next, provided it's not Forest.
Oh, wouldn't that be hilarious?
I would absolutely come to Forest games if Bielsa was there.
Forest shirt with Bielsa on the back.
I'd wear it.
Well, I don't want him because we've got Cooper and he's better. So,
all right, Danny Gavidon.
Well, it's true though, isn't it?
Yeah, all right. 40 gabbles on.
It's
you
true.
You can't slag Gabby Danny Don off with one hand and then say that Steve Cooper is a better manager than Marcelo Bielsa. You sit there pontificating on people losing their minds. You make a statement like that. I'm actually fine with it because I know you're only joking.
Anyway, you mentioned corporate life there and right on cue, corporate rat has just
waddled in. Is he back?
He's waddled in and he wants to talk to you, John. He was at the game last night and he's here to answer your questions.
Oh. Hello, corporate rat.
Hello, John.
You were at the game last night, according to corporate Matt.
Yeah, I was there. Not really in a footy, but mate of mine from Twickers got me a couple of seats and couldn't say no, you know.
Did you have a few scoops, as I believe they call it?
Oh, yeah, totally on it. I was banjaxed before we got in there. And then I just got stuck into the champers. I said, get us some more of that bubbly, you old bastard.
And obviously this is a tournament that says football is not for gay people. What was the treatment of rats like out in Qatar?
Couldn't be better. They look after us so well. And the champers was flowing. Didn't even watch the bloody game. Why would you? Ah, it's for povos. I prefer rugger. But our CEO has got a box at every stadium in Qatar. And the canapes were great. And the steak.
And when you say your CEO, where is it you work, corporate rat?
I work for a conglomerate whose funding model is very, very vague. No one's actually quite sure what I do. I'm not sure what I do. Sometimes I'll say stuff like, oh, I'm in corporate entertainment. And people go, yeah.
And is it true that you met Matt when he was presenting the awards at one of your corporate dinners?
Top bloke. Absolutely love him. You know, he's a great MC. He'll go far in the corporate game.
And is he worth the money? Because I've heard he frequently dies at these corporates.
Not true. He is a consummate professional and can handle audiences of various sizes and indeed intoxications. When it's my bloody lot, I said to him, we'll get you in a bloody Twickers, Fordo.
And final question, because I know you've got to go. What do you make of allegations that Corporate Rat, through this conversation, is slowly morphing into your Nigel Farage impression?
No idea what you're talking about. And frankly, it's the sort of nonsense we've heard time and time again from the British government.
Thanks, Corporate Rat. Well, what a privilege. Always grateful for his time.
He's your consummate corporate rat. He's not even bothered about the football.
Yeah, at least he's honest about it. Do you know what I mean? I got in the car the other day and one of the games was on the radio and I heard Pat Nevin use the phrase renter crowd. So what's that all about? Are they doing that thing that they do in other countries where they sort of pay people to come to the games and make it look like everyone's having a laugh?
Well, they had, I don't know if you saw the clip of the fake England fans they had the other week where
no.
They had all these fake England fans in the street singing It's Coming Home, but they obviously didn't know the tune. So they're just there going, it's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming home. They've just been sold. Go out into the street and shout, it's coming home. So they just ran out into the street and went, it's coming home, it's coming home. Like, to make it look like everyone was, that was sort of pre-tournament, I think.
Is that not the new Badil and Skinner? Is that not the new remix?
Yeah.
I sent you the link to that and then sure enough saw a tweet saying you're crying in the back of a taxi. What a lovely image.
When you said that you got emotional, I was like, you daft prat. Press play and within like a minute I was like, oh my God, it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The bit when the kids come to the door and do the chorus, innit? That's the bit
no,
that got me.
You know what? You said that. I was like, that's like the least good bit. I was like, why did that get you? And I thought probably because you're a father and I'm not.
That was a deep taxi drive. That's good. The sound, isn't it? That's when for me, it becomes a legitimate Christmas song in its own right and not just a tweak on the original to be able to put it out at Christmas. Once you've got kids singing that, because then you can hear like, when the snowman brings the snow, or whatever the line is that I've forgotten.
Okay, can I just on that, I've always been the opposite, and I'm very Christmassy, and I've got the Christmas tree up and everything.
What lovely things.
You know what? Let's just tell people what happened here. John and I periodically go to New York every other few years, and we were down, I think, Amsterdam Avenue, and lovely part of the North.
45th and 2nd.
I think it was more sort of 77th and Broadway around there and higher up. And we walk in, it was around Christmas time. And there was this shop that had, I mean, what do you call them? Handmade
trinkets. Tat.
Yes. And I stopped by this window transfixed. What was it I said?
Let's be clear. It's about 8:30 in the morning because we don't switch time zones, do we? So we'd have been out drinking till about 2, 3, gone to bed, had about 4 hours kit, both pinged awake, starving. And we're basically wandering around looking for a cooked breakfast and a bottomless coffee. And at about 8:30 in the morning, you walk past this little antique shop and go, oh, what lovely things. It's like a Dickensian wastrel.
Didn't say it like that. I said
it exactly.
Being struck by it.
Father, might I have a Christmas bell of my very own?
I remember you ripping me for it then.
If you survive the consumption into New Year, I might buy you a bell.
Anyway, I've bought that thing and I've got it out.
I bet you
Christmas
have.
Christmas house. Where was this going? We were going.
How
to
is
walk.
Week two of having your Christmas tree up already? I'm absolutely blown away by that decision.
Okay, so that was what I was going to say. Kids in Christmas songs, I don't like, even as someone who's very pro Christmas.
Really?
I was thinking, you book those little brats. And even as a kid, I thought, I bet they're the children of the people. You know, I always had a strong nose for nepotism as a kid. And I thought,
yes.
And I just think, yeah. I hate audience participation. I don't like it when you're at the Pantel. You don't even like your audience laughing, do you? Don't drag me up. You write your own gear.
I can agree with you on the class thing. And what I don't like about kids in songs is that you can hear the public school in them. When the snowman blings the snow. It would be nice to hear a bit more of a northern twang.
Father Christmas. Is it Father Christmas coming with presents down chimney?
I'd say what else I hate as well, in that song specifically, the Wizard mm-hmm. song. And I love mm-hmm. that song. It's when he says
doesn't
to the
sound
kids.
Like it.
It's when he goes, okay, you lot. And you're like, well, don't talk to them like dirt. They're here to help you sing this song, you lot. Say, please help me sing this song. Come on, children. Be nice to them. Cliff Richard wouldn't bark at them like that.
I think you've gone too early with the Christmas tree, and I think by about December the 5th, you're going to hate Christmas and all Christmas songs.
John, you've just ripped me for the time I went, oh, such lovely things. Do not underestimate my stamina for tat, for kitsch, for Christmas.
I think this year's an exception. I've never heard you rant about Wizard before.
Well, I just don't like children in Christmas songs. I don't like, the worst thing is, once you've got them there, respect them. Don't bark at them. I would actually love to hear from the children if you were on that Wizard song, get in touch, hello@cbfbl.com, and let us know. Were you disrespected? And I know it's part of the panto of the show and the song and all that, but still, a little part of me, had I been there on the day, would have bristled, and I'd have gone, you sing it, you weirdo, and walked out.
Would you?
Probably not. I'd have thought that
attitude on you, hadn't you?
No, I'd have been too shy. I'd have blushed and stayed. John, I've got some exciting news.
You're retiring from comedy and emigrating.
No, even more exciting than that. We are going to release our very own CPFPL podcast beer with Kirkstall Brewery, and we've asked our listeners to send in their suggestions for what it should be called, and like Erling Haaland, they have delivered. So, we've got a name for our new beer. Can you remember what it is?
It's CPFP Hellas. It's a real quench boost.
I can't believe this is so cool that we've got our own beer. CPFP Hellas, a real quench boost, will be released soon by Kirkstall Brewery and will be giving some away as prizes to listeners and another slice subscribers. And we might even get some paraphernalia made up of beer mats and bar towels. This is the dream come true. Now, as we know, Kirkstall are known for their delicious cask beers like Three Swords and Dissolution, as well as modern hoppy beers like Virtuous and Judicious, and CPFB Hells will be no different. We've got our own beer! As well as brewing great beer, Kirkstall also have some of the best pubs in Yorkshire, like the Kirkstall Bridge Inn and the Cardigan Arms in Leeds, the Sparrow Inn in Bradford, and their own tap room at the brewery on Kirkstall Road. You can get 20% off everything with the code CPFPL20. Just visit the website kirkstallbrewery.com, click on shop, and enter the code for 20% off everything with the code CPFPL20. And oh my God, coming to market soon, our own beer, CPFP Hells, a real quench boost. Can you imagine? I mean, is it the most egotistical thing in the world to get drunk on your own beer?
It would be worse if it was called, like, 4D.
I got drunk on our own show. I've had 5 pints of me.
Getting high on your own supply.
Oh, I can't wait to taste it.
Do you want a quick game of the Declan Rice is Right?
Yes, please.
All right, then. So I'm going to go on to Cameo.
Okay.
So UK footballer.
Oh, this is great fun.
We're going to... let's just take the UK out. Footballer. Right. Oh, I'm on the US version. That's why getting all these people I don't know.
Pratt.
Mason Cox. Right, Cameo. Is there much British Cameo? Here we go. Right. Oh, it's tempting to come away from football, isn't it? But that's not what this podcast...
Sod it.
No, we'll stick with football. But I tell you, the first person that came up was Ricky Tomlinson.
£85.
£50.
Oof, God,
that says £50 plus. So Right, we're going to start with Patrice Evra. And I can tell you that Patrice Evra is... Well, go on, have a guess to start us off.
I'm going to say 60 quid.
£125.
Ludicrous.
For Patrice Evra.
Ludicrous.
I'm going to speculate, yes, yes. 50% of his cameo proceeds go to the World Health Organization. So perhaps he's more expensive because he deems it a charitable endeavor.
It's odd to... It's like donating it to the IMF. It seems very odd to donate it to... like a serious international organisation rather than UNICEF.
It's the campaign to end violence against children.
Okay,
so,
fair
dues. Patrice Evra is £125. Raise your glasses, please. It's time for a Cobra bomb. How much is Ray Parler? Is he more or less than Patrice Evra at £125?
Less.
He's the same. He's £125.
Okay, well then... I
it does happen
more.
In the game. Sometimes you get the same card, you go back, you start again. So we're now at Ray Parler, and I'm going to ask you about Paul Ince. Incy Wincy Spider. I spy with my little eye a cameo from Paul Ince.
Lower.
He is lower. He's £83.
Get in.
£83 will buy you a video from Paul Ince. We move now to... an MBE, our first MBE here on the Declan Rice is Right. He's got a name that sounds like spunk. It's David Seaman.
How much was...
I'll tell you his reviews as well. 5 stars out of 27 reviews. And if you are looking for a David Seaman video, he is highly responsive. £83, I think we're at.
And who was that?
I've already forgotten. It was Ray Parler. No, we'd gone off Ray Parler. Paul Ince. Paul Ince at £83.
Okay.
David Seaman. More or less than Paul Ince.
More. Higher.
He is higher. Is he more or less than Patrice Evra?
Higher.
He's higher. He's £166. At least you know he's not going to drop the camera. Faustino Aspria.
Lower.
He's a 4.14, so there's obviously some complaints about some of Tino's work. He is lower. He's £42.
Mm. Good at this, aren't I?
You are good. So this
Thank
is going to be our final one. I know the one I want. Oh, this is lovely.
Ooh.
So here we go. So we're at £42 for Faustino Aspria. How much for ex-professional footballer representing Nottingham Forest, Middlesbrough, Fulham and Manchester United?
Mark
the
Crossley.
Only goalkeeper to save a Matt Le Tissier penalty is Mark Crossley. £42. This is for, you won the car last time,
Lower.
So this is for a trailer, a caravan trailer to go on the back. He's saying lower. He's saying less than £42 for the only goalkeeper to save a Matt Le Tissier penalty.
Yes, I am, yes.
You're bang right. I can't believe he's making money off this. Mark Crossley is £17.
Because you know what it is with what Crossley's genius is hitting that price point that will get like maximum engagement.
Oh, well, he's got 121 reviews and he's a 4.99. So whatever he's doing well.
Nailed it.
Fantastic video. Love it. What a top man. Mark,
he's a
absolutely
man.
Fantastic. The boys loved it.
There you go, the boys.
17 quid, because you'd imagine Cameo are taking a slice off the top of that.
Yeah, but I bet he doesn't do the sorts of videos we get for each other. I bet he's not there, guy.
Maybe for £18.
Exactly.
a bit extra.
Your bollocks are going to drop off, you fat mess.
So, delighted to say, as the live show gets ever closer, we've had some interaction there. Tom says, I've seen a couple of shitty beverages that could come in handy for your live show. I recently watched a TV show where they were drinking panda dung tea. I'm not sure how the panda shit makes its way in there, but I'm sure you can fill in the gaps. Failing that, I have a small Maltese dog and recently purchased a Ninja all-in-one air fryer, which has a function that allows you to dehydrate fruit and vegetables. I mentioned the Maltese dog as this could be the source of your potentially potent snack. Produces turds similar in size to half a single Twix bar. The missus might kill me, but what I propose is I could dehydrate one of my dog's turds, therefore killing any bacteria and making them fit, brackets possibly, for human consumption. seems like the ideal end of season forfeit and gives me plenty of time to customise my dog's diet to suit your tastes. Best regards, Tom. I mean, it was one comment, wasn't it, about enjoying the insult shit eater. And now we have listeners offering to dehydrate their dog shit for us to drink it during a live show. I'm not proud of myself.
Equally, I'm not proud of myself.
No? So you are proud of yourself?
Well, I'm not ashamed.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I think I am.
I just think it's quite a funny, again, it's a subculture. We're scratching the surface of our society, of our planet. We're understanding people on a deeper level.
Mm.
We're doing stuff that other podcasts don't do. Now, there might be a good reason why other podcasts aren't doing it. But
yeah.
But what if we've really hit upon something here?
We're the guys who drink shit. I think Jackass have probably already done it.
Or lick it.
Oh, my God. We'll be back next week with another episode. Matthew, which game, obviously England-Wales, but beside that, which game are you most looking forward to coming up at the World Cup?
Oh, just that.
Just that.
Really only bothered about. I'll watch all the others are kind of build up. The England games are really all I'm bothered about.
Is the next one? Tuesday?
Yes, it is, yeah. Is it Tuesday?
I think it is, yeah, because I'm working that day as well.
Yes, it is indeed. Don't forget, you can get premium service on anotherslice.com. Mm-hmm. Join the Diamond Club for exclusive episodes never to be heard elsewhere. Go to anotherslice.com/CPFPL. There's already
bonus
a load
episode coming next week. Next week, there'll be another one.
Exactly. So go to anotherslice.com/CPFPL. There's loads of episodes on there already. And there's, as John says, another one coming next week. And we're doing our first ever live show on the 11th of December. There's only a handful of tickets left. Go to our Twitter feed, @ComediansFPL, to find out how to get tickets. And as always, get in touch. hello@CPFPL.com. Look us up on Instagram, Facebook, and leave a 5-star written review. Enjoy the World Cup if you're watching it, which most of you are. And John, good luck avoiding it, mate.
Enjoy potentially breathing in the same air as Marcelo Bielsa once again. I've got a Marcelo Bielsa Christmas bauble. I bought two of them. One
this
to
year?
Display all year round and one for the Christmas tree. Yeah, I just bought it. It's him doing the Christ the Redeemer pose in Leeds United colours. And I thought it was beautiful, so I've ordered two. And they've arrived, and it is beautiful.
So when are you putting your tree up then?
December the 1st.
Okay. Restraint.
That's what I'm famous for.
Hmm.
I haven't smiled for 7 years.
Oh, John.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.